Greg Rayburn works with King County on the Native Plant Salvage Program and on the Naturescaping Program to help people create more environmentally friendly backyards.
When we say sustainable landscaping, we're talking about basic natural yard care that can include improving your soil, adding compost, organic materials. It's planting the right plant in the right place, which oftentimes may include native plants, which are a great addition to your landscaping. Easy, low-maintenance option. Being very careful of how you use water in your landscape is another important component. Using soaker hoses, drip irrigation, or just planting plants that once they're established don't need additional water. By using a dry stream bed, you can help direct that flow, but also allow for it to infiltrate and slow down the rate at which the water is coming off the landscape. Oftentimes you have drainage problems from all the urbanization and the areas where the water just can't soak into the ground. This water comes off and has to go someplace. Well, here the water is directed down and kind of contained in a natural stream bed environment rather than just creating its own path where it might scour out the landscape. And also that allows for the water to soak in slowly and we get less of it just running off quickly into Puget Sound. So the more water we get soaking into the ground, the cleaner the water is and the better it generally is for Puget Sound or Lake Washington. It is a very attractive landscape feature, especially during the winter months. Lots of other parts of the garden might have dried plant stalks or have died back for the year. You still have this hardscape of the dry stream bed that not only has a function of conveying the water, but it also looks quite attractive too. As you stand and look down the stream bed, you'll notice some larger rocks. These help not only hold the stream banks intact, but they add a much more natural aesthetic to the dry stream bed. And also they help remove some of the energy of the water as it moves down the landscape. And this helps reduce erosion, helps the water soak into the ground better. You'll see a variety of different plants that complement this dry stream bed as well. You'll have some heathers and some yellow twig dogwoods, which are appropriate plants for the site, and that's very important for having a sustainable landscape. As you look out past the dry stream bed, you'll notice that there is the Union Bay Natural Area, which is a whole complex of wetlands that then leads into Lake Washington. Anything that is put on the landscape up at the SOAS garden and on this dry stream bed ends up in Lake Washington. So it's very important that we practice the least toxic gardening practices we can. And that goes for your home landscape too. Puget Sound is only as far away as your yard, basically. What you apply there ends up in the sound. So practicing the least toxic gardening practices you can is very important for all of us.